Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Caroline Chan, GM of the 5G Infrastructure Division in Intel's Network Platform Group. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you, Allison. I'm so glad to be back after a little bit of a hiatus. Last time it was like 2015. It's been a while.
Yeah, and you've been a busy woman. Obviously, just took over the 5G Infrastructure Division, so we'll want to talk about that. But why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and talk a little bit about Intel's role within the 5G ecosystem.
Yes, I've been in the Intel Data Center Group actually working on network platform wireless specifically for a while. And because 5G is such an important new technology, we actually set up a dedicated group that focusing on 5G technology and 5G ecosystem development. So I was lucky enough to had that role of a general manager for this new division. We'll have a group of very energetic folks that are focusing on the 5G technology, 5G use cases, including Internet of Things. IoT is going to be a very important part of what makes 5G different than the previous generation. The group just got started a couple of weeks ago. We are in the mix of carrying out what we have started, which was NFV SDN for wireless infrastructure. And we do believe that going forward for 5G, we'll be leveraging a lot more on the cloud technology than ever before.
From what I've learned from you and your compatriots over in the Network Platforms Group, the time for 5G in terms of laying down an infrastructure foundation is now, even though 5G deployments are still a couple of years off. Explain why there's that time continuum in play here.
When we talk about 5G, we're generally people thinking 2020. But in reality, the work has you starting now. There are a couple of reasons behind this. Number one thing is that there is a time critical, especially around the sporting event. The Winter Olympics coming up becomes a showcase, becomes a test ground. So the 2018 Winter Olympics is actually happening in January 2018. So really puts it that all the trials, all the proof of concept is already kicking off. That's number one. Number two is that, like I mentioned before, 5G will actually build solidly on the NFV SDN foundation, at least from an infrastructure perspective. So we, Intel, and Network Platform Group has started this virtual RAN mobile edge computing movement a few years back. We actually leveraging the work that's already been done by the ecosystem and then to add on this additional 5G use cases on top of it. The work is ongoing. The work is leveraging what we have done the past few years, but adding the new ingredients. Now, last but not least, the 5G standard is happening. We do expect the first standard to be available early next year. So a lot of the work in terms of technology preparation, like simulation and preparing our next generation silicon platform, has already started. Even though the consumer may not see 5G proliferation consumer devices in, say, 2020, but everything that's in the background, getting the infrastructure ready, getting the technology into the silicon, has already started.
Now, you spent a lot of time talking to communication service providers about how they're planning. Where are we in terms of trials with 5G? And are there any examples of trials that have been undertaken?
Yeah, so there is actually multifaceted of 5G. Because 5G is not just focusing on mobile devices, actually, we've been saying that 5G is beyond you and I's handheld device. 5G is a lot of it is about business transformation, about Internet of Things. So you've seen announcement coming out of both AT&T and Verizon here focusing a lot on the fixed wireless. So that's one application that 5G can use to improve the last mile access because 5G gives you a lot bigger pipe in terms of bandwidth at a different frequency spectrum. So that makes it able to be the fiber replacement to get video content in unprecedented amount of video content into someone's house. So that's one. And then you see Korea and Japan have both announcing in preparation for the upcoming Winter and Summer Olympics, they've been doing a lot of a very interesting experiment related to mobility. What we actually announcing here is that Intel is among one of the 8 vendors that receive China's 5G certificate. And they're focusing on mobile edge computing because China announced this industrial IoT initiative, which they want to transform how the industry produce output, makes it more efficient. So a lot of the industrial robotics and so on requires very low latency. So they've been using mobile edge computing, and we participate in that because Intel has been investing in mobile edge computing for a while. And then we also provide something called Massive MIMO, which is to provide 128 antennas. So it's a much, much higher bandwidth and throughput. And then they have something called Ultra Dense Network, which is to provide indoor, highly densified network. So these 3 concepts are they're focusing on. We just wrap up our first phase and receive the certificate. So you see there's different flavors of 5G technology that people have been trialing. And what we want to do is enable our customer's customer to able to carry this out. So we're involving a lot of this proof of concept early on.
What are the few things that you're looking forward to in 2017 in terms of key steps forward in the delivery of 5G?
A lot of things we're doing today in the lab need to go out in the field. Because 5G covers a much wider spectrum, because we are talking about not just the wireless service providers, we are touching on enterprise. When you talk about IoT, we are talking about alternative spectrums, not just licensed spectrum, some of the lightly licensed spectrum, some of the unlicensed spectrum. So you create a lot more interesting business applications. So I've always advocated that 5G cannot be just about bits and bytes and throughput and spectrum efficiency. It has about return of investment, ROI. So I personally going to be speaking at several events and really talking, reaching out to the enterprises, understanding what their view of 5G can help them. If it's Internet of Things, if it's having a private network to help their sales force, help their IT to revolutionize how they monitor the oil fields or transportation. All of these needs to be put into an actual trial to see for ourselves the deployment makes sense, the scale makes sense, and what kind of ecosystem participation that we need. The ecosystem in 5G will be different. It will be much bigger and wider and richer than what we had before. So we cannot be business as usual. We had to do industry had to be a much stronger outreach and get the messaging out and solicit new players in the 5G ecosystem.
If folks who are listening online want to engage with Intel in this space, where would you send them for more information?
So we have a www.intel.com. We have a specific 5G space now, /5G. Underneath that, you can look into different Internet of Things, automotive. The Network Platform Group also has our own page. If you have any feedback for us, please do leave a message and reach out to us. There is a contact information there. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure, as always. Good luck with the work on 5G and pushing both the standards and the infrastructure delivery forward. I look forward to hearing more updates from you in the future, Caroline.
Thank you, Allison. And hopefully we'll talk sooner than in 3 years.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.